The sounds of success vary from person to person. Success sounds like this to a Credenz soybean grower. Along with 43 new varieties this year, Credenz soybeans come with agronomic expertise from BASF. That means expert advisors who bring local insights on seed selection, management decisions, and crop protection options. Knowing the kind of success you're shooting for? That's smart. Ask your local BASF seed advisor about Credenz soybeans. Always read and follow label directions.
Thank you. Welcome back. Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr at the Dakota Innovation Research Technology Conference, visiting with Dan Forgie. You're a rancher and a farmer around Gettysburg, South Dakota.
Correct. I'm a farm manager for Cronin Farms at Gettysburg, South Dakota. To start off, I want to say I'm one of the founding members of the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition. And so soil health is my passion, and we try to share it with people.
You didn't wake up one morning and say, I need to be a soil health passionate person. This is probably something you've been sensitive to all your life.
Correct. We started no-tilling 26 years ago. So I've been on the farm for 48 years. And so I spent the first 20-some years destroying the soil and the last repairing it. And I found out how well the soil reacts when you take care of it.
How does it react when you, and what are you doing to repair it?
Okay, we're a very diversified rotation. We're grazing cattle on it. We plant covers. 10% of our acres will be covers. We raise 9 different crops, so that's how we, 9 to 12, that's how we get our diversification with our rotations. But we really feel like the more carbon we can bring in, the quicker we can raise our organic matter and organic, or carbon's the driving force in farming these days.
And you're not doing this because maybe you're an old hippie or something. You're doing this because this is probably going to make you more money farming and ranching.
Without a doubt, it'll make us more money because we have no idea we are getting the yield we can right now. And it's the soil paying us back because it's the same soil, basically the same rainfall as what we had 20 years ago. And it's just unbelievable how the soil's reacting when you let it.
But this year, maybe a little bit too much for rainfall. Huh?
Yes, there's quite a bit of prevent plant in our area, and that's really surprising because we're used to get a 20-inch rainfall, 18 and a half, tickled with 20, and this year we have 34. And so, yes, it is a challenge for us, but it's still a good challenge, and we'll work through it.
Now, you're all on the east side of the Missouri right there, north-central South Dakota.
North-central South Dakota. We're right, we irrigate out of the Missouri or the Waukee Reservoir. Yes.
And the cows are down along the river most of the time? Or
The cattle were all black Angus, and we have a cow-calf, and they run the Missouri River breaks. And in the wintertime, we bring them home, and we spend about half the winter and probably all the way through January, and we'll graze covers. And so what I'm saying is we'll plant covers after wheat harvest, or we'll designate fields to what I'm calling full-season covers to where them cattle graze in December and January.
In sectional grazing or paddock, as you call it?
We call it, we won't do anything but paddock because we want to protect our, I call it soil armor. We want to leave a third for the soil armor. We don't want to take everything. So, and we really work hard at doing that.
Maybe too proprietary of a question. How many acres are you farming?
We're farming 11,000 acres.
All right. And how many cows?
We have 800 head, about 840 head of brood cows.
All right. And the cows generally cover how much of those 11,000 acres in a year?
They'll cover about 20% of it in the wintertime.
Okay.
And then the grass, there's enough grass on the river, but of our farm ground, they'll cover about 20%.
Now, in years where we have a lot of snow, you're feeding more than in a year where you're going to let them graze? Or
no,
you let them trot through the snow?
You know, once the cow gets used to grazing cover crops, that's what they want to do. You'll get a lot of snow, and you'll think, well, I've got to start feeding, and the cows will head out to where the cover crop is. So the cattle, they know how to dig it out. They're just, you know, everybody says they're not as aggressive as like the buffalo was, but once they learn how, once they get the taste of covers, that's what they want to do.
What's your favorite grazing cover crop to plant?
A lot of times I'll have like a 7-8-way mix, and so it'll be some forage sorghum, some sedan grasses, and I'll put in some flax for pollinators, some forage peas, some kale, some turnips, and just a really diversified mix. But everything we put in is to try to get a good protein source for the cattle. And a lot of times we'll be able to run like 9% protein for winter graze.
Wow. So everything you're doing today, Dan, how did you incorporate, how many years did it take you to get to this level?
It took a long time. We really got big on this soil health kick in about 2004. And then so every year we've been in working and improving, and you can see it's really helped our farm. I mean, it's really, a lot of times I always say this, I used to always have a piece of soil I didn't like or a piece of land I thought, well, it's not the best. And now you can turn land around so much with covers. And I think if you could put covers on it and graze it, that's your best, the best thing you can do.
Would you encourage farmers to take 15 years to get to the point you're at, or would you like a little more aggressive approach?
I think they've got to be more aggressive, because I think nowadays with the use of cover crops and the knowledge like we're learning at this event, you can move that so much faster by putting cover crops in your rotation, diversified rotation, and using covers. I think you can cut that by a third of the time. I think you can do so much more with the use of cover crops.
All right, go for it, dive in, but take 5 years.
That's right, 100%.
All right, Dan Forgy, it's Cronin Farms?
Cronin Farms, correct.
All right, Gettysburg, South Dakota. Well, we wish you lots of luck, and carrying forward into 2020, you hoping for less prevent plant there?
We always plan for the normal, I think we will get there, but it's still one of them deals that's always in the back of our mind. But all our prevent acres, if we have to prevent plant, there'll be something growing on it, a cover crop or something.
Even if you got to fly it on, huh?
Correct.
Yeah, all righty. Yeah. Dan Forgy, thank you for the visit. Thanks for being here and sharing some great information. Let's promote the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition's annual meeting coming up. Where and when?
It's in Watertown, South Dakota, and it's January. If I might get these dates wrong, but January 11th and 12th.
And I think you got a Facebook. It's all on your Facebook.
It's all on our Facebook, and we've got a web page, Facebook. So, but it'll be a good meeting.
All right, super, Dan. Thank you for being here, and we'll talk to you again later.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet.
Yeah.